You are listening to Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets with Naomi Rose, the food business talk show that shares with you the reality of what's happening in the food and hospitality industry. I am on a mission to help as many people as possible grow and build successful food businesses. Each week on this podcast, you'll get useful information, top tips, as well as what's really happening in the kitchen behind the scenes. Let's get on to today's show. Well, hello there, everybody. How's everyone doing this week? It's Naomi Rose here, and I am the host of Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets, the podcast which delves behind the scenes of the food and hospitality industry, sharing bits of my experience as well as getting guests on here from all over the place with expertise that can really help you in your own food business, whether that's a cafe, a bakery, a restaurant, or a home baking business. Maybe you're just starting out on your journey, or maybe you're already in the thick of it. Need that kind of hidden support behind the scenes where you could do with just someone to give you some advice, some top tips, and maybe give you a bit of inspiration and direction in which you could go next. That's what this podcast is here for. It's here to help, it's here to service you, and it's here to make sure that I share some of the behind the scenes stuff, because When I had a cafe, bar and bakery, it was very difficult to know who to turn to. So that's why I'm here. Today, I am back with another solo episode. So today I'm going to be talking about how to stand out from the crowd. Kind of think, well, how do I make my business stand out against other businesses? Particularly when you could see so many coffee shops and restaurants and all these different food places all over the place. The high street has significantly changed as well over the past few years, where it's gone from less about shopping and more about that experience, that eating, and there's more and more businesses approaching. So how can you make your business stand out? So that's what I'm going to be talking about today. If you're in need of help and just don't know what to do, go and have a look at some of the blog posts I've got. I've got loads of blog posts back that give you some really helpful advice, as well as free downloads on my website. Go check them out at bakingboss.net. If you need a bit of help, need a bit of guidance, or just reach out to me, I'm Naomi at bakingboss.net and I am Baking Boss across the socials. I do all kinds of things to help businesses, from training sessions to power hours. I work one-to-one as well as have lots of other things. So come chat to me. I always like to hear from you. So how do you stand out from the crowd? How do you make your business different from everyone else? Well, the first thing is your business is already different from everybody else's. Why? Because it's your business. Yours, what's different. We sometimes forget that just because we're serving and selling the same products as someone else doesn't mean that your business is the same as theirs. Because you're there. Some people love me, some people hate me. That's fine. That's absolutely their choice, in the same way that I don't like some people and I don't like some brands. But I love others. That's our personal preference. Doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. Doesn't mean that you can't stand out from the crowd. It's knowing which crowd to stand out from. The way to go about getting the most visibility in your business is to tell people about you. Tell people about your story. Think about some of the brands that you follow. Doesn't have to be food related. It could be anything. Take one of my favorite examples, has been for years and is really, really good, is Innocent Smoothies. So there are brand over here in the UK. So if you haven't heard of them or you've not actually followed them online, go check out their social media. Go have a look at their Facebook. Go have a look at their Instagram channels. The thing that you will notice a lot about brands like Innocent and other similar brands is that they don't very often talk about their product specifically. They talk about their brand values. They talk about their story. They tell jokes. During lockdown, they had cat of the day. It's got nothing to do with smoothies, absolutely nothing. They were people's cats from in the office, but they told a story of interesting facts on that day, silly things, nothing to do with smoothies. But you felt a brand alliance. It resonated with you as a consumer because it made you laugh. It made you feel a certain way. And it makes you top of mind when you think about smoothies, because that's the brand that you like. You think, oh, I really, really need a smoothie. Innocent do great ones. And I really like who they are. I really like what they talk about. I really like that they make me laugh. So they really understand their consumer. So that's really thinking about what their consumer likes. So it's so important when it comes to standing out from the crowd to tell your story. Let people get to know who you are, because that's what's going to make you stand out with your key consumers, your key audience, your key customers. They are going to buy from you because they like you. There is hundreds of coffee shops. We know that. That doesn't mean you can't have one too. Doesn't mean you can't have your own bakery. Doesn't mean you can't sell your own brownies, because they're yours. They're you that's selling them. So tell that story. Let people get to know you. It's one thing I really found quite difficult when I opened my cafe and bar. My business was called Elsie Mays. It was named after my grandmother. So even though often I'd get called Elsie because people would assume that was my name, it wasn't. But in a way, I hid behind my brand because I was so scared of putting myself out there and letting people getting to know who I am. I was terrified of talking to people to begin with. I was scared of what they thought. But actually, it was that was the story that they wanted to buy into. The fact that I'd named my business after my grandmother because it inspired me. I wanted her ethics, her values instilled into my business. Everything that I believed in was part of that business. So even though business was separate to me personally, it was still what made me stand out. My story was different from other places in my local town. There are other places in my local town that were similar to me, had their own stories. And we all had different customers because of that. So tell your story. Let people get to know you. Just go have a look at some of the brands that you love and think why you love them. What makes you resonate with them? And then think about who you want your customers to be, because you can choose, but it's how you talk to them that's important. My second piece of advice, top tip, whatever you want to call it, you choose today, is special events and products. Give yourself a point of difference. I love events. I've organized loads of events over my time. I think the first event I ever organized was my niece's christening when I was about 14 years old. And I love organizing events. I've worked with festivals, but I introduced events was a big part of my plan for the cafe and bar. I loved doing events because, and I'm going to be completely honest here, they didn't always make lots and lots of money. Some were really good in terms of bringing in profit and extra income and extra revenue. But a lot of the time, it wasn't necessarily about that. So for instance, my cafe and bar could take up to 80 covers in the bar. This is pre-COVID, obviously. It could take up to 80 covers in the bar on an evening. That was what the legal amount was. I never filled an event that big because a lot of the band, I got bands in, from jazz bands to cover bands. I had a cabaret night. I did cocktail making classes. I did wine and cheese events. So I had all sorts, but a lot of the events that we did, I capped it at a certain number of people because it wasn't necessarily about getting the most bums on seats for me. It was about building an experience that people brought into. So similar to how you tell your story, you want people to have that feeling, that sense. You know, when you go to a live event and you come out and you're absolutely buzzing and it just makes you feel a certain way. That's what I wanted my events to do. I wanted people to resonate with what I was trying to do. I wanted people to feel amazing after the event. And that's what helped me bring in more sales. That's what helped me build brand loyalty and customers, because they came back the next day for breakfast and they came regular customers. All my events sold out. You know, they were all sellout events and I ticketed them because I wanted to make sure I knew exactly how many people were going to come in. So I used to put a limit on how many people would come in. It would be usually no more than 50, because I wanted people to experience it and enjoy rather than going to an event and feeling like they're being shoved about all the time, struggling to see. That's not what I wanted. It wasn't about getting as many people in as possible. But once they were in the building and they were in the atmosphere and had visibility to whatever was going on and really, really enjoyed the event, they would spend more money on alcohol or on food. Or they would come back and become repeat customers. That was what was important. It was building that brand loyalty, building that experience that people could only feel when when you're there at the event. And that's how it helped me to stand out. And sometimes it was about the products, so I'd do special products. So particularly around holidays, or we're coming out to Easter at the minute, so it would be all about the hot cross buns at this time of year for us. People would come in for the hot cross buns. Products such as Scone of the Week, people would come in weekly for Scone of the Week. I had customers that would come back every week, regardless of whether they're going to like the flavour or not, because they wanted to try something different. They wanted something a bit unique. And they knew that they would get a good product with us because we were consistent with what we did. And they'll try it and see what they thought. And we'll get the feedback and we'll refine it and try something different the next week. So that was what really helped us to stand out from the crowd, made customers come in. The third thing I want to mention, which I'm going to say some techie words now, so don't turn off just yet, but I'll explain. So SEO. For those that don't know what SEO is, this is called search engine optimization. So when you go onto your web browser search engine, you'll write in something that you're looking for. So if I'm traveling around, usually it's cafe near me, and I will look and see what cafes there are, because I like coffee, I like cake. I will happily have, in fact, I get very grumpy if I don't have a coffee and a bit of cake every day. So if I am not at home, I will seek out somewhere where I can get coffee, and I will go as far as I can to get that. So I will Google that or put it into whatever browser you have. Now, search engine optimization helps people find your business. It helps people find you. So if your customer or your new customers, potential customers, are searching for keywords on the internet, your business will come up because that's how it optimizes it. So you don't have to be an SEO expert to get this right. In fact, if this isn't your area or expertise, I highly recommend you get someone to help with this. There's plenty of people that help. And I've worked in digital for many, many years. And I used to work with agencies that specialized in this because I don't have huge amounts of knowledge on SEO, but I know I can optimize my own current website. So it's looking at those keywords that people will search for. And there's loads of great advice and tips on the web that will help you get those keywords out there. If you typed in whatever your products are or whatever your business is, not your business name, but what your business is it an, if it's an Italian restaurant, is it a, you sell brownies delivered, whatever it might be, and your location, does your business come up in that search? Are you top of mind when it comes to people searching for you? If not, go get some help or come chat to me. Like I say, I'm here to help. And even though SEO is not my area of expertise, I understand enough to look at what works and how you can get the right help to get that in place. So there are plenty of people that can help with this, and it just really gets visible. And you might think, well, I'm on social media. You've got to remember that the algorithms in social media change all the time. So these are the bits that brings content to your key customers and puts you top of mind. It is getting a very different place now to actually get traction, to actually get engagement with your social media posts. So in the last couple of weeks, Meta went down. So that's the whole system that runs Instagram and Facebook, for instance. So we had some people were locked out their accounts for over 24 hours. So you can't just solely rely on these channels. You need to look at other ways. And search is a really great way that so often gets forget because it sounds really technical and jargonistic. It isn't really, but it's something to be aware of. So think about if you're searching, just do a quick search of what you sell, your area or whatever it might be. See, do you come up in those searches? If not, there's an opportunity for you to get more visible in front of key people that might be searching for your business. The fourth thing, and this kind of ties into the fifth thing a little bit as well, but the fourth thing is thinking about personalization. So this is about those special little touches that you can do to get to know your customers. Just know them by name or be able to personalize stuff. These days, people are looking for experiences. That's what they want. They want to feel something about it. If you're doing gifts or if you're looking for presents for people, often personalization comes up, whether that's celebrating a specific birthday, an anniversary, or you just want something with their name on it. Think about how you can make that personal connection with your customers, whatever it is you're selling. Just little touches that can really make a difference. Get to know your customer's name. Introduce yourself. You know, if imagine if you've got a physical location, or even if you're out there and you're doing the market stalls, introduce yourself to people. Say, this is who I am. I own the business. And suddenly people have already got a connection with you. I mean, if you're anything like me, you'll probably forget the names within 30 seconds because I'm terrible at remembering names unless someone tells me about 20 times. But having that rapport with your customers, it's about really understanding and making them feel special and welcome. How many places do you go into and you know the names of the people? It was something that in my cafe and bar, I've talked about this before on the podcast, we were dog friendly. And often we would know the names of the dogs before the owners. And we actually did make a concerted effort to not only know the names of the dogs, but learn the names of the customers as well. And sometimes we would give them kind of friendly nicknames or call them like the name of the dog and say Willow's mum or Skipper's dad, whatever that might be. But we would have that kind of laugh and joke with the customer that they then tell their friends about. So how often does that happen? That's what's important. So think about how you really build that relationship with people, how you get to know people, and then people know your name. Suddenly they know you. I don't know about you, but whenever I go into a restaurant or a business, I always like to know who owns it. It's like you're a little mini celebrity in some ways. And when you get to know the owner, or when you get to meet the owner as a customer, it's real special. You feel like you're being royalty. You feel like you're being really treated. It's those little details that really help you stand out from the crowd. So just think about that. If people wait for a table, just introduce yourself. Say, hi, I'm your server. My name is. If you've got any questions, just ask for me. How special do you feel about that? That makes a big difference. So this ties into the fifth point, which is building those relationships with your customers, making them feel special, making them feel part of the business. As my business grew, as my cafe and bar grew, and then we crowdfunded the bakery in 2021, I had this massive realization, particularly as I was building up to launching the crowdfunding campaign in 21, that my business was bigger than me. So it might sound a bit odd me saying that. I'm not being big-headed about it. But what I meant was it was no longer just about me. And I'd known it for a long time, but it was this realization was my business is actually built from this community. My business is shaped by this community. This business is shaped by the people that work here, which is part of this community. And that's why I truly believed in the crowdfunding campaign. And I truly thought that it would work and be successful because it was more than what I was just the coordinator of it. It was a community that was owning it and running it and being part of it. And I see this happen time and time again, particularly with small independent businesses, that people want to feel part of that community. So building those relationships with your key loyal customers, your local community, even if people don't come in to your business, but they will know of you and they will hear of you. And that's what's really important. So think about how you build that rapport, how you build that community, how you build those relationships, because business is built on community. I truly believe that. And particularly in hospitality, because it's sharing a love of food. Food brings people together. It definitely does in my family. And if you're listening, I'm sure it does in yours. But it's about that community. It's about bringing people together to talk about something. And that's what's really important. And by building those relationships with people, and this was something I did throughout my business, customers care. You are human at the end of the day. As a business owner, you're still human. And even though, particularly in hospitality, we serve with a smile, everything's always going to be hunky-dory. We're always going to serve with a smile. I would have quite honest conversations with my customers, particularly when we were going through some really difficult times. But by sharing that little insight into the behind the scenes of stuff that goes on, you are building relationships. They are seeing you. They are trusting you because you're sharing with them things about the business that you might not necessarily share elsewhere. And that's what people asked how things were. I'd give them an honest answer. I wouldn't necessarily give them War and Peace, but I would definitely say what was going on, what's happening, what I'm planning. I was always an open book. Even with my staff, I was always an open book. If there wasn't a question I couldn't answer, I didn't answer it. I'd just say, I don't know the answer. I would listen as well. Listening helps build those relationships. So that is something, just listen. Even if you don't necessarily do anything with the information, people feel like they're valued. People want to know they're valued in your business. And that's what's really important. So there are my top tips, advice, suggestions, whatever you like, on how to stand out from the crowd. Tell your story. Let people get to know you. Look at doing special events or special products, things that might draw people in that gives you a point of difference from other people. Think about how you're visible through online channels, so that SEO, the search engine optimization. Use personalization. Use personalization to build that rapport with your customers and build those relationships. It's so, so important. Build those relationships, build that community. I hope that was helpful today, giving you a few tips there. If you've got any suggestions for content, or what you want to hear on this podcast, I'm always open for suggestions. And remember, if you need help with anything in your business, I have a range of services, from done for you services, if you need social media setup, or if you need help with your business strategy. I also do power hours if you just want a quick bit of advice. Or I work with people longer term, or I do specific training. I do all sorts of things, but I've been doing this for a long time now. So I am here to help you and support you, so you don't have to be alone. Sometimes by investing a little bit of money in a service, whether that's going out to someone locally who can help you with your SEO, can save you, bring in more income and save you money. So don't necessarily think of some of these things as costs. Look at what your business needs, what investments are smart. I always advise that. I hope you have a great week, and I'll be back again next week with another guest. It's going to be very exciting. Have a great week and happy baking. Thank you for listening to Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets with Naomi Rose. If you're enjoying this podcast, then please do give it a review. And don't forget to subscribe and follow. If you want to get some useful resources, then do visit my website, bakingboss.net. And give me a follow on social media at Naomi Rose Baking Boss and I Am Baking Boss. We'll see you on the next episode.